This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. lawmakers have reached a deal for a new coronavirus relief package, and a vote is expected on Monday. The $900 billion package will provide the first new aid in months to an American economy and individuals battered by the surging coronavirus pandemic. The package would be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history. It follows a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. Republican and Democratic leaders said the package should have enough support to pass both chambers of Congress. A White House spokesman said President Donald Trump also supports the bill and will sign it into law. The House was expected to vote on the legislation on Monday, and said a spokeswoman for House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The House would also pass a one-day stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown at midnight on Sunday. The Senate was likely to vote on Monday, too. Several countries are banning travel from Britain because of concerns over the rapid spread of a new strain of the coronavirus. Now the strain has turned up outside of Britain. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case had been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases had been detected in Denmark and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. The U.S. Embassy in Iraq condemned a rocket attack on its compound in Baghdad's Green Zone on Sunday. The embassy said the attack caused minor damage and no injuries. A statement from the embassy also called on Iraqi political and governmental leaders to take steps to prevent such attacks. Don't forget, you can read the latest international news headlines on voanews.com, and you can also download the VOA News app. This is VOA News.